Interviews and commentaries are for entertainment only. The views and opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at kfarradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Prues. This morning, we have Howard Rixey, and basically what we're going to do is talk about North Pole economics. He's on a project, Chamber of Commerce.
Yep.
And just talking with him, North Pole is up and coming, burgeoning, doing well. If you have a question for Howard or myself this morning, we're at 458-TALK, 458-8255. And with that, thank you, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing great there. So
you know, you came up to me last week and sort of told me we're doing this. And I appreciate that. And you were with the right person, Doty,
yeah,
who said, David, you are doing this.
That's
true. You're wearing a Kansas City sweatshirt.
Yep.
Congratulations. I'm not there with you, but you are. Good job.
Thank you.
And just talking with you about your knowledge of North Pole, the economics, and the project you're working on. Let's start there, the project you're working on.
Okay. So, yeah, I'm here. Well, first off, just thanks for the opportunity to be here and share the message as far as North Pole goes. Yeah, I sit on the North Pole Community Chamber of Commerce. I'm the vice president there, and one of our biggest initiatives to date there is to build, if you would, a welcome center. And as we were talking off radio there,
is more than a welcome center, first of all.
Exactly.
This is a business operation room.
Yes, yes. We've said a welcome service center, a welcome empowerment center, whatever the case may be.
So let me go through the floor plan.
Yeah.
You have the great meeting room.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about 500 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
You have the visitor reception area. That's about 400 square feet. You have the local business info area with the spotlight business. You have the pop-up business room. You have the garage storage. Here's one that I really like. You have the North Pole Heritage Room.
Yep.
And I love history.
Yeah.
And so you're highlighting that. Then you have other rooms. You have offices. And where's this going to be?
So this is going to be situated right there adjacent to Pagoda. So if you can imagine that blank field space there between the hotel and Safeway parking lot and Pagoda, that's where it's going to be situated there, right on that triangular piece. It's where we launched the fireworks at the Winter Bazaar.
I was there. Yeah, okay.
So we've created a great deal with Matt Gavora and Gavora Inc. there for that parcel of land.
Isn't the Gavora family just so giving?
Yes, very much so. Matter of fact, I don't know if you know it there, but the Chamber named the Gavora Inc. as the business of the year for North Pole.
I did not know that.
Yep. So we announced that in December at our luncheon there. So
wow.
And this parcel, I mean, yes, it's going to have the Welcome Center, but it's also going to be much like a park. There's going to be pavilions there. There's going to be a fire pit there. There's going to be a place to put the city tree, Christmas tree. So when we do a Christmas lighting, we can do that there.
It's basically the town center.
Yes. Yes. And we've taken everybody, all the benefactors into consideration, even the visitors with RV parks. So there's
going to are they giving it up?
No, in this case here, I wanted to point out, we're even going to have a RV dump station there.
Oh, you're going after them.
Well, and it's not our intent. It's just one of our primary customers there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so we want to service them.
Good for you.
Yeah. And so, you know, you have an RV that pulls, a motorhome that pulls up there. They want to use Safeway for the groceries. They want to use Pagoda maybe for a lunch. Have an outdoor lunch at one of the pavilions. Find out all the visitor information.
How long have you been working on this project?
Believe it or not, it's not been very long. We tore down the old visitor center in September. We came up with our design.
What was that, Bill? 1955, and the Ainslie family, they basically took a piece of property, cut it in half with a pencil, recorded it. Don't ask me how I know this. And one on the eastern side was the Elf's Den. Mm-hmm. On the right, on the western side was the Visitor Center, mm-hmm. which the Chamber of Commerce started incorporating as their go-to meeting room.
Yep.
And don't ask me how I know what that caused for me in consternation in sales.
It caused me a lot of headache just researching it.
Yeah.
There because, like I said, with the 2 years of COVID and everything else, the mold just infested that place, and we could not save it. We were originally going to just rejuvenate it.
Yeah.
But we couldn't do it. So we ended up tearing it down, selling the property, and that money is going towards this new project here.
And you sold the property to the Elf's Den.
Yes.
So you expanded their parking lot.
Yes, that's pretty much the case there. So,
and Tootie enjoyed that. Don't ask me how I know these names, Fairbanks.
Yeah, so you know, it's hard to say because the chamber has been in that cabin since officially in the 70s. They took ownership in the 86, I want to say.
What's really impressed me about North Pole is what they've done over like the last 5 years to upgrade the business services provided to the residents.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll just go right to the Elf's Den.
Yeah, they did a total remake there during COVID there. And, I mean, they've turned around their business. I mean, it's peaking
big time. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, I go out there about once every 2 months, and they've got a great menu. It's ship shape.
Mm-hmm.
Great service. Wow.
Yes.
And it's not the old Elf's Den. This is a top restaurant.
Yep. I was there last night for dinner, matter of fact. So.
And my favorite's the Tornadoes of Beef. And yeah. they make it good.
Yes,
they do. What did you have for dinner?
So I actually had the open-faced steak sandwich. So.
Yeah. I hate you. It's totally from jealousy and envy.
Yeah. So that'd be the case there. Yeah, we love the Elf's Den there. They're a great community partner, too. They do a lot in the community.
And then you look at everyone down the street there. Was that Mistletoe Boulevard?
Yep. Yeah. So on there, so you've got Glass Doctor, Expressway Auto.
Kevin, he's really, you know, he's had that for about 20 years now. He's done great.
Yeah.
So, Expressway Auto.
Yeah, that's Dan. So, and he's got the Midnight Sun ATV.
Yeah.
Whatever. So that's good. And Mulch Care is right next door. So they're lawn care and snow removal. And Black Hawk Works is right down the street there in the old pit.
Yeah.
So.
And then you go back to your building here, and this is Central North Pole, Central Downtown North Pole. You have the Safeway, the Century Hardware, the Interior Mall, mm-hmm. everything going on there.
Yeah.
You have the Pagoda, the hotel,
the
dentist, chiropractor,
mm-hmm.
things going on there.
The car wash.
Car wash.
And then we got some new entities there. Well, first off, I need to mention, so Chong's.
Chong's?
Yeah, so the tailor shop there.
Oh, really?
She retired.
Okay.
And I mean, she was there for 30 years plus, so... That was a big mainstay that was lost there. I mean, we understand. Everybody changes their chapters in life there. So, but Saigon Garden is opening up. So they're situated in the mall right behind Alaska, USA. They're getting ready to open up next month.
So Vietnamese food, obviously.
Yes, with beer and wine.
Ah. Yeah. Panda Express had their grand opening today.
Yeah. So, and recently, 2 years ago, we had O'Reilly's Auto Parts.
Mm-hmm.
They opened up there, and they're a great community partner. And then Pizza Hut's moving kind of in between Saigon Garden and O'Reilly's, but inside the mall. And they're going to be just a grab-and-go, kind of like Great Alaska Pizza.
You know, their business model has changed up here. Everyone's sort of like, I wonder what they're going to do with their old building.
Don't know that.
Yeah.
I really don't know that. So, so there's some exciting things. And I know Gavora is thinking about, there's three smaller, I'll call them storefronts inside.
Let's go back to Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
They're going to be in the mall.
Yep.
How astute of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have all the walk-by traffic now.
Exactly.
That's great.
Yeah, it'd be nice if they could create almost somewhat of a food court in there.
Yeah, exactly.
So
don't ask me about food.
I know where you're at, though, bud.
Fairbanks, I'm sort of, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. If you have a question for myself or Mr. Howard Rixey about what we're doing, what he's doing in North Pole, we're at 458-TALK, 458-8255. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Affordable Used Cars is the only true one-stop shopping experience in Fairbanks. Affordable Used Cars has the largest inventory of pre-owned vehicles in the state. All makes and all models. That's right. Affordable has them all. Chevy, GMC, BMW, Kia, Ford, and more. The list goes on. No need to drive around all day or spend hours on the internet. Come by today for a test drive and be amazed at the selection and the affordable prices. Affordable Used Cars, located on South Cushman.
One of the best traditions many Italian families hold dear is the weekly family meal. Families coming together under one roof, cooking a massive shared feast with food and drink while spending quality time with each other. Now, that's a great tradition. You can start your own family tradition with dinner at Giraldo's. Giraldo's has a menu that has something for everyone, from the littlest bambino to Nona and Nono. A weekly family meal. This is a tradition worth keeping. Eat well, drink well, enjoy life at Giraldo's.
Weather brought to you by GCR. Maintaining your correct tire pressure improves safety, fuel economy, and tire life. Drop by the Tire Guys for free tire inflation. GCR Tires and Service, taming the Alaskan road. Van Horn at Cushman.
KFAR Weather.
A blend of clouds and sun today, with daytime highs approaching 5 above. Northeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 1 below. Tonight, cloudy skies. Overcast skies again. Tomorrow, snow likely. Daytime highs approaching 11. A dusting of snow tomorrow. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Howard Rixey in the studio with me here. How are you doing, sir?
Doing great.
You know, I don't call it the city of North Pole. I call it the community of North Pole, because you extend way past the city limits.
Yeah, I think that's that one of the things that we need to have the listeners appreciate. When we say the North Pole community, we're going all the way back to the backside gate of Wainwright, up to Two Rivers, Pleasant Valley, obviously the city of North Pole area there, but also out to Moose Creek and Salcha and Eielson. That is what we define as our community and what we're trying to service.
You know, it's interesting how that area is growing. It's the fastest growing area in the interior by far.
Oh, yes, well, especially with Eielson. I mean, I spent 30 years out.
In Fort Wayne, you spent 30 years at Eielson?
Yeah. I mean, I got there in September of 91 with the F-16s. So I've seen all the ebbs and flows there. But with the F-35s, they've finally got rock solid future, if you would. And then with the oncoming of the tankers, all that growth is happening there at the same time, the redefinition, if a reorganization of Fort Wainwright.
And you live personally in Salcha.
Yeah, I live down
there. But you're a North Pole business community.
Yep. I've been part of the North Pole Lions Club since 1998, and I've tried to be part of the community. And it's my latest contribution to helping that, I guess, building the future for the next generation for what North Pole.
You know, last week was, or 2 weeks ago, it started Comedy Week, and they had Bill Dwyer. And he went out and played at the Tap House in North Pole.
Yep, North Pole Ale House, yeah.
Or Ale House, yeah.
Yeah.
It was like, I looked at it and said, wow.
And I wasn't there, but I believe he had a house full, so. I'm very surprised about the refinery, what it used to be called there. I mean, it obviously got reconstructed.
The O'Connors right were, yeah. Jimmy was great.
Yeah, I mean, we were just in there last week. Actually, we're going to be there tonight doing a tasting for our Mardi Gras celebration there.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, well, that's going to be a fundraiser for the Welcome Center.
And you didn't invite me. Yeah. You didn't give me a free
I'm
ticket.
I'm inviting you
You did
right
not
now.
Give me a free ticket. You're an evil person.
But, it's a great business there. It's very clean inside. It's not I'll call it the typical bar, you know, where it's run down and everything else. It's very clean and got good patronage and what have you.
Very good patronage. Good group of owners.
Yeah. So we're excited about them being out there now. So that's fantastic there. So, and there's much more business going out there.
You know, you have Italia Carson. She's an attorney. Mm-hmm. You have a couple insurance companies out there, finance companies, a couple banks. builders.
It was interesting in researching this project there because we were thinking about how
chiropractors, dentists.
There's 1,478 businesses registered under North Pole.
Wow.
At least when you download the database from the state.
Business
there,
licenses,
1,478. So that shocked us. So that was very surprising there. So, I mean, because we were trying to figure out on raising money for this, and I mean, we're trying to raise $600,000 for it. And we put together this flyer, and we wanted to send it out to all the boxes, if you would, for 99705. There's 6,000 of them. And we said, okay, what's the return on investment and all that stuff there? And I mean, when we did the math, actually, if all 6,000 of those people donate $100, we'd be there.
But first of all, that's an unlikely scenario.
It is.
But it gives you a good thought of, wow, if we can get some people to donate 100 to 1,000.
Right. So,
yeah.
And we're hitting up, if you think of all the sponsors.
And have them join your business, you know.
The membership there. Yeah. So that's where we start looking at the businesses there and say, okay, what's our target? And we really have two targets. That group of 1,478, but also all those sponsors that did the Morris Thompson Center. So we're hitting all of them there. We're hitting local residents. We're hitting those big sponsors there.
Yeah.
I mean, Design Alaska, they came in and donated all of their pro bono services for the master site plan, which wasn't cheap.
No.
So District 49B Lions Foundation just donated $25,000 the other day. Gavora's donated the land. We're on our way. We've raised about $125,000, but there's a long ways to go, and we're trying to raise it. We'd love to have all the money raised and be able to break ground in April and finish in October. And I know that's an aggressive thing. It's like I was telling you earlier.
I'm looking at him with a curved look.
Yeah, I'm a firm believer in BHAG, you know, big, hairy, audacious goals.
You know, have a big goal and settle really good.
Exactly. Yeah. Kind of like negotiating with Congress there. You go in asking for one thing, and if you get 80% of what you want.
You want everything in the world. You want to piss them off. That way they've got to give you something.
So
I know that too.
Yes. Yeah, I'm sure you can appreciate that there. So, but you were speaking to other businesses.
Yeah.
We were talking down by the Forbes Storage and Forbes Laundry, what have you. So the Forbes Laundry just took over ownership, new ownership last fall. They are now the North Pole Laundry. They are bringing in, yesterday and today, they're swapping out all new machines, going to ATM-based or coin-operated-based new tokens. They're having a big opening on the 5th of February, I want to say, is a grand reopening, what have you.
You know, most people don't realize the grand openings that are happening. Yesterday at 5:30, a new medical business opened up at 1717 Lathrop Street in the Fairbanks Medical Center.
So how do you know that?
I get invited to these things now. I really do. And I wasn't able to make it this morning. The Panda Express opened up on Henry Bentley Drive. And was invited to that, but wasn't too busy to make it. But there's all these businesses opening that you just described. Now, you also told about the Three Bears.
Right. So,
and that's going to be its own business epicenter.
Yeah, so I don't want to steal all the thunder. I mean, it has been in the social media there. So Three Bears is intended
the thunder.
Yeah, so they're supposed to be coming out there by the intersection of Busby Road and the Richardson Highway on the riverside. My understanding, I'm not the total expert here, but my understanding, so it'll be a Three Bear store, small parking lot, and then they're going to have a lumber yard or hardware store. And then there's aspirations to bring in an extended stay hotel there, along with some kind of big-time restaurant like IHOP or whatever. And then across the street on
They want a national chain.
Yeah, and then across the street on the same side of the highway, there's a master plan for putting in about 200 residential homes.
What is it about Fairbanks loving breakfasts? I mean, Little Richards.
Well, you can do it 24 hours a day.
Exactly. You know? And everyone, Little Richards, there it is, the different restaurants that serve breakfast, they always do well. Yeah. They're still here. And now let's talk about the 250 residential subdivision.
Again, I'm not the expert there, but they'll be right
across.
But
you've seen it, yeah.
Yeah, they'll be right across the street from Three Bears.
Yeah.
So, and
Busby Road. Richardson Highway.
Yeah, if you can imagine Richardson Highway to Lawrence Road, but all that Busby Road
area
there, that's going to be the new subdivision there. And so, I mean, 200 new homes, that's going to mean a lot. And then there's talk about bringing in a combined power and heat plant over there by Flint Hills or whatever it's called nowadays. I apologize. Marathon, I think's out there and what have you. But and also adjacent to that, there's some talk about putting a year-round greenhouse there that's going to feed off that power and heat plant. So that's going to be – and we're not talking a small
– No.
We're talking like a 14-acre –
Is this a Bernie Carl idea?
No, but he – I'm sure he's had his finger in the pie.
He's a consultant.
Yeah. It's a 14-acre greenhouse. So that's going to feed –
That's a lot of tomatoes.
Yeah. So I supposedly it's – again, I'm not the expert, but supposedly it's going to feed off the CO2 that's coming off the plant.
Yeah.
What have you there. So.
Free fuel.
Yeah, exactly. So – but also few that obviously is going to power the heat and – power and heat for that new subdivision. So, so there's a lot
That's
of things.
That's innovative.
So I would say on this here, so in March at our luncheon, our chamber luncheon here, this North Pole City will be coming and providing a city update, and all of that will be talked about on March 28th.
At the chamber?
Yep.
Where you garnered me at.
Yes, yes. So this will be the North Pole Chamber.
Though. Yeah.
So we meet on the fourth Tuesday of the month in the Hotel North Pole. Got a great relationship with Pagoda. You call into Pagoda, order your food there, and they'll deliver it to the hotel just in time for the luncheon to start. So,
And let's talk about the Pagoda. You know, Benny put that in the early 90s, as I recall, mid-90s.
Yeah, so what was it before Pagoda?
That was the Arby's.
Arby's.
Yeah. And I was involved with the Gavoras in... I did a real estate exchange. They were buying a piece of property in Anchorage that was owned by on the old Seward Highway by KeyBank, and the KeyBank leased the ground underneath that facility from the Gavoras. So what we did is we did a real estate exchange for the land underneath the Pagoda now for the down payment. On the Par Jetter, where really good warehouse offices facility, and then they own or finance the rest of it. So that was one of my fun commercial activities with Dan Gavora, with Paul, you know, overseeing it. You know, you will do it this way, but the issue was we had to get a easement, a traffic easement. Through his parking lot to that property because there was none. You know, this was the that was built in the 80s, and they just didn't do things like that. Oh, let's go through the parking lot. So it was a lot of fun. You know, I was about 30, 32 years old, and when you're doing stuff like that, when you're 30, 32, you know, you're
pretty
working,
big.
Yeah, you're working with two different cities, a real estate exchange, the Gavora family, a plethora of attorneys,
right.
You know, and banks with real estate-owned REO properties. Mm. It had everything. And then there's me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun.
And, I mean, that whole area is up for grabs right now. And that road you're speaking to, it's not a city road.
No.
It's a private road right now. But there are some plans in the works there to potentially redefine some utilities in there and maybe eventually make it a city road there. So
What it was is getting an easement to the site because there wasn't one then.
Right, right.
So,
yeah.
Boy, that was 30 years ago for me. I'm a – oh, man. You're bringing back down memory lane, Howard.
Yeah, well, I enjoy that. I'm kind of a history buff there, too. So.
Yeah, but that's but you're building there. How do people donate to you?
That's a great thing there. So, one, we do have a QR code, so that for those us that are a little bit older and not familiar with that. So if you go to our Facebook site, North Pole Chamber, on Facebook.
.org or .com?
On Facebook.
Okay.
So there's a number of postings out there, but they have a QR code. You can just take your camera to it there. It'll bring up a website that says Jot Forum. Anyways, you can populate your information. And if you're wanting to donate a check or whatever, send it in or whatever, there's a provision. You just hit the button there, and you'll get an email on that and where to send it to. Or you can donate there, Johnny, on the spot with some kind of ATM, you know, a credit card or whatever the case would be. Or you can go to our website, which is northpolechamber.us. And there's a page dedicated to the Welcome Center there. So,
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. We're going to give you some Phil Collins bumper music. I have no idea what this is. We have some Fox News, some state news, some commercials, some weather. We'll be back in a bit.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Authorities in Memphis and other cities preparing for demonstrations after body cam video is released later today of an arrest of Tyree Nichols, who died from injuries suffered by police.
The video recorded at the scene of five Memphis police officers allegedly beating 29-year-old Tyree Nichols during a traffic stop is set to be made public this evening. And Nichols' own mother is asking people not to riot. Those five officers are now charged with murder, though some have already paid their bond.
Fox's Eben Brown. Russian attacks have shut down electricity and water in the southern Ukrainian port city of Odessa.
Ukrainian army officials say they shot down 47 of the 70 cruise missiles fired by the Russians. The ones that slipped through air defense caused significant damage and took the lives of at least 11 people.
Fox's Trey Yingst is in Kyiv, Ukraine. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
The Fairbanks North Star Borough School District Board of Education's adopted legislative priorities are straightforward. The board desires improved education funding and staff recruitment and retention. The Fairbanks Daily News Minor reports among education funding improvements, the board wants the legislature and governor to increase Alaska's base student allocation to $6,800, up from its current $5,900. If we don't get more money, we're going to have less services for kids, board member Tim Doran said at this week's school board meeting. We're going to lose staff. The district faces a $16 million shortfall next year due to years of enrollment decline, an increase in wages, maintenance costs, and other issues. The school faced a similar challenge coming into the current school year. The board closed three elementary schools and consolidated Fairbanks School's sixth grade into middle school. The board also wants the state to fund more than one capital improvement project per year across the five largest school districts. Fairbanks, the document states, receives one capital project every 5 years and has $300 million in deferred maintenance.
Online at KFAR660.com.
If these cold drafts are making you think about replacing your windows and patio doors, I'm Chris Dunn, the local owner of Renewal by Anderson, and I have some great news. We've postponed our 2023 price increase until January 31st. So this is your last chance to pay 2022 window and patio door prices. Before January 31st, save 20% on every window and patio door. And with our Smart Pay programs, no interest, no payments, no money down for 12 months. Our list prices on windows and patio doors will literally never be as low as they are right now. So call to get 2022 prices and save 20% on every window and patio door. Plus, you won't pay anything for 12 months. Call before January 31st and you'll still get Renewal by Anderson's 2022 prices. Call 885-3100. 885-3100. That's 885-3100.
Tune in to Shooter's Corner, your source for news and conversation regarding guns, local events, and your Second Amendment rights, with your host, Laura Berkowitz. Sponsored in part by Auto Trim Design, an Alaskan company offering products that help you get the most out of your car or truck. Moose lights, auto starts, bug shields, spray-on bed liners, signs, graphics, and more. Visit Auto Trim Design and listen in every Thursday morning at 11 to Shooter's Corner, right here on KFAR Radio.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Prusen, studio here with Howard Rixey. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great there.
You are taking the endeavor to build a 2,800 square foot facility. Yeah, I'm at 2,500.
Yeah.
That will really provide a lot of great services for the community, not the city, but the community of North Pole.
Very much so. It's not the traditional visitor center that we've all been accustomed to there.
No, this is not.
Yeah, it's the empowerment center, in my opinion, there. So, biggest thing I'm excited about is we're going to do labor development classes for those people that are entering the workforce, mm-hmm. so that junior or senior person in high school. Teach them about, resumes and job interviews and benefits and payroll deductions and all that kind of stuff there. We're going to do business development classes. Again, helping those entrepreneurs that are maybe home-based that haven't made that brick-and-mortar transition. Mm-hmm. So not only will we do the classes, but we also have a room dedicated to those people particularly. So if you're a home-based business, you're going to be able to go into this room, which is going to be a clean slate, and for 3 weeks, it's going to be your storefront. And we're not going to charge you a fee, but the intent is to help you market your stuff and brand yourself.
Is that the pop-up business room?
That's the pop-up business room there. So
I've got the floor plan in front of me. Or I'm David here.
Yeah, and then obviously, yes, we're going to advocate for all the businesses in the local area there, and we're going to spotlight businesses on a rotational basis there. There's a segment in there that we're calling the Sponsor Honor Hall. So every person that donates to this particular project here is going to be honored in some way or fashion here. Obviously, the more you do, the greater that honor is going to be. But I'm telling you, if you donate $25, you're going to be honored somehow, some way in that particular room there. Yeah, we're excited about all of those things. The meeting room.
That's in the North Pole Heritage Room.
Yeah. So the Heritage Room, we're going to celebrate the evolution of North Pole coming about there.
Yep.
And all of its pioneers and homesteaders, but also its relationships between the two military bases. So
yeah,
we're actually going to hook up with the historians on both those bases and get some good information uniforms and whatnot, so we can put them on mannequins and aerial photos and all those kinds of things there. So.
And here's something else that North Pole really needs. You're going to have an area there for hosting organizations in a contemporary meeting place who would not otherwise have a place to meet, and you're going to give residents and visitors a place to gather in a number of outdoor pavilions.
Yeah, so the meeting place there, obviously we'll meet there as a chamber, but that meeting place, there's a lot of organizations that want to meet, need to meet, but don't have a meeting place.
Yeah.
And so they go from house to house, so to speak, there. Well, we're going to offer up that meeting room for those people there at no charge.
Yeah.
In the same note, that meeting room, obviously, we want to generate a little bit of income there to sustain the facility. So if you've got a baby shower, a wedding shower, or
something. You can rent a spot.
You can rent it.
Yeah.
That'd be the case there. So, and then outdoors, yeah. So we're going to have, I think it's 4 pavilions and a fire pit gathering area there. So you could do that. And again, we envision that motorhome pulling up to the Safeway parking lot, parking, coming over to our place to get visitor information, mm-hmm. what have you. Maybe use the RV dump station there. But they grab something from Pagoda or Safeway or Saigon Garden or whatever, and they sit out in one of the pavilions there and have a lunch. Or maybe it's just a small family that wants to get together just sit in the warm weather underneath the pavilion and have a picnic, you know.
One stop.
It is. Again, we changed the total paradigm as far as the visitor center goes. It is not a visitor center. It is a welcome center, but it is a welcome empowerment center to all those different entities.
Well, it's also a welcome center to the community of North Pole.
Yes, very much so.
And the businesses of the North Pole area.
Yes, every one of our benefactors there has a vested interest mm-hmm. in the success of this particular facility here. It's going to be the conduit. It's going to be the gateway to getting the true experience, full experience of North Pole.
How'd they rope you into it?
It was really easy, to be quite
frank. You volunteered.
I did. I came out of the chamber a year ago, January, and we surveyed the community and everything else. I became vested with the new board of directors, which are all young folks. Mm-hmm. I say young, mid-30s, with all brand new
Next
ideas.
Next generation
yes.
of business owners, yeah.
Exactly, and I embraced their passion there and said, okay, how can we utilize all this energy and their focus and their attention to detail as far as what every group in the community needed? And this is where we collectively came up with this idea and said, okay, I'm retired. I have nothing to do during the winter, so to speak, there. So I'm willing to be the
you're the most dangerous guy in the room.
Yeah.
I'm going to be pushing you guys now. Yeah, you put me here, yeah.
Exactly.
So, I know your type.
Yes, very much so. And so it's become a very passionate thing for me there.
I couldn't tell.
Yeah. I think it's going to do a significant amount of benefit to the North Pole.
It is.
Community,
it
the
will.
Greater, the greater North Pole community.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited about it.
When did this concept arise?
It really came, again, going back to this new board, again, most of us came on board January of 2022, and we asked each other what our passions were.
Mm-hmm.
And that was followed by doing surveys of our current membership and potential members and what the needs were. And we kind of took those two things there and overlaid them together and said, how best can we serve the community? And this is what came up with it. I mean, this is the big idea. There's a couple of several other ideas there that are floating out. We have a You're Not Alone wall. So this is going to be it's a a wall made out of concrete that's going to be in the Terry Miller Memorial Park.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can imagine, did you know that there's a homeless problem with teenagers in North Pole?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we were surprised by the extent it was. And we thought, how can we message people like that or others that have similar circumstances that need all these helping hand services that, oh, by the way, are being offered in North Pole by all these great entities, the churches and nonprofits and all that, but they're all unsung heroes. Yeah. The only person that knows about it is the person that just benefited from it. So we're going to have this wall, and each one of those entities is going to be offered an opportunity to have this slate. It's a kind of a 5x8, 5x10 slate panel there that will list their service. So I'm part of the Eyeglass Recycling Center. So I'm going to have the name of the Ouroboros Lions Eyeglass Recycling Center, iCare, and there's going to be a QR code so that kid or whoever can scan that code, and it'll take them right to how to get that particular service. In the same note at the ends.
on an anonymous basis.
Yes, totally. So if you can imagine, you know, 50 service providers having their placard on this wall, along with that, on one end, there's going to be a food pantry closet.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, and another one's going to be a kind of a loner library closet.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But and a park bench in front. So here, that teenager that needs that assistance there, that's has no alternatives there, can sit there and see all these services and be readily able to reach out to them and not have to look on Facebook or any other place there. It's readily available. And they don't have to ask their friend and be embarrassed about their circumstance. They can just do it free of all that, the stigma, if you would. So we're excited about that one, too.
There you go.
Yeah. So a lot of great things that we're doing there. We're going to have a barbecue contest.
You hit me hard.
Yeah. So
tell me about the barbecue contest.
June 17th, that weekend there, we're going to have 2 days of barbecue contest.
Who's going to be your judge? Am I going to be a judge?
No, I want you to be a competitor.
No.
Then I'd like you to be a judge.
It's
going to be at KCBS.
Yeah, I founded the Alaska Barbecue Association.
Okay.
I know what KBS means.
So we need to talk.
Yeah.
But on Saturday, it's going to be a backyard barbecue contest there.
Mm-hmm.
So both
those are great.
For kids and adults.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Sunday, we're going to do the No Kidding KCBS.
The majors.
And we're hoping to get teams. There's about 20 teams in Alaska that we're hoping to draw up here.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also working with the association down in Kansas City. And there's a potential of some competitors from Lower 48 coming up to visit Alaska and partake in that.
Well, what you want to do is contact the people who are the president, vice president of the Alaska Barbecue Association. They're based out of Palmer. And what you don't want to do is have something that you're competing with them that weekend and Delta doesn't.
Already working. Already working.
Good. You know what you're doing.
Yeah.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm a judge.
Okay.
I've put on a KCBS barbecue judging class.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
So you know John then. So.
No, I don't. This is a while ago.
Okay. All right. So
I've trained judges.
Okay. Very good. We'll keep you in mind there. So
No. You're promising me now.
We're yes, I am. I'm going to. I'm going to promise that you're going to get involved.
Okay. There you go. Okay.
Okay. But we're going to do it
as a judge.
Yeah.
That way I get eat good barbecue. Yeah.
But we're going to do that actually adjacent to where we're building the Welcome Center.
Okay.
In the open field there.
Yeah.
In the hotel, between the hotel and the car wash.
Sort of like this is where we're at.
Yeah. So,
event.
So, but that'll be June 17th, that weekend there. It's kind of summer solstice with Santa Claus in North Pole.
He wears shorts and sunglasses too.
Yeah.
When it's season.
Yes, very much so. So, but our intent is to use that parcel there and allow people to come in with their RVs and their barbecue trailers and stuff and kind of create a midway of it, and then the judging tent will be in the middle of that there. So, again, the North Pole Chamber is all about giving people a reason to visit, live, and thrive in the North Pole community. So,
you know, it was interesting for me. I was going to get in one this last summer, and I was putting everything together, and I was up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I hit the wall. I said to myself, David, you know, you've been doing this for you started this thing 18 years ago, and you've been competing for 15 years. That's just take a step back and go and enjoy it. meet the teams, relax.
Mm-hmm.
And I hit the wall. I just didn't have that fire to load everything up. And, you know, when you're a competitive person, everything has to be perfect. So
are you competitive?
Not at all. But so I decided, just go have a good day. Go have a good day.
Yeah. And that's what this event is all about.
Yeah.
And we're working with the association.
Exactly right.
And so they're talking about having a rotational site for the state championship.
Mm-hmm.
So we will not be that location this year, but very likely next year we'll be that location there. So
great.
But we're trying to, again, raise money for that there to make it have an incentive for getting all those people to come up here. So.
Your tentacles are spreading out.
Again, it's all for North Pole. It is. I mean, what else do I have to do? Yeah,
I know. Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. We're at 458-TALK. 458-8255. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Amy Seiberlich here to tell you about Health Talk. Every Saturday at noon, join Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical and special guests like me who have our fingers on the pulse of Fairbanks Golden Heart. Learn about a wide range of topics and pick up some beneficial health tips and practical health information pertinent to interior Alaskans. Listen live every Saturday at noon or online anytime at kfarradio.com. Health Talk with Dr. Looper, brought to you by White Spruce Medical. Check us out at whitesprucemedical.com.
When friends and family gather, it's time to lift each other up with delicious food and beverage from Tommy G's Meat and Sausage. All their beef is certified Angus beef, making it truly the best of the best. They pride themselves on superior quality, service, and consistency. Whether it's their cowboy cut ribeyes, lamb shanks, or even their ground chuck, you know you're getting the very best in Alaska because there is no other place like this in Alaska. Stop by Tommy G's Meat and Sausage today, 3290 Pegger Road. It's no longer dinner with friends and family. It's an experience.
KFAR weather.
Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today with a high of 5 above. Winds out of the northeast around 5 miles an hour. Overcast tonight. Lows level off around 1 below. Overcast skies tomorrow. Snow likely. Highs level off around 11. A dusting of snow tomorrow. That's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Eric Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Howard Rixey in the studio here with me, and you're building a building.
Yes, I am. So,
how do people get in touch with you for contributions of services personally or want to talk to you about the concept?
Okay, so the first thing I would say is, so one, on January 31st, so next Tuesday, I believe that is, at Mount McKinley Bank, we're actually having a meeting.
In North Pole.
In North Pole. We're having a meeting with anybody as far as contractors or subcontractors that might be interested in it. We're going to provide a brief and then solicit their interest as to whether they want to be a subcontractor, be considered for that when we go for the RFPs, the mm-hmm. request for proposals, or if they just want to donate. Because one of our fundraising things is donate in-kind services. So,
yeah,
so if
exactly.
I'm just going to pick on it. If you're Alaska Builders and you want to donate 40 hours of carpentry work, then we're going to solicit that kind of thing there and kind of itemize it. And obviously everything's subject to the building schedule and all that stuff there. But so that's one way. The other way, though, I would say is follow us on Facebook. There's so much message traffic on Facebook. North Pole Chamber on Facebook there or our webpage, northpolechamber.us. So either way there. And on that particular page, there's an email provisions there. So if you wanted to ask questions.
And they can make a direct contribution there.
Either place. Yep. So, that's the best way to do it there.
I like what you have here for impact. Entice, welcome, and support new residents.
That's been our principal focus, to be quite frank there. So, yes, we're sensitive to – we're a visitor center, and we see a lot of people or will see a lot of people visiting us here. But this is going to be a year-round thing. This is not just a Memorial Day to Labor Day thing. We're going to operate year-round, and we want to service all those people coming in.
You know, that's the neat thing about North Pole, as in most Alaskan communities. You're always going to have that transitionary resident.
Mm-hmm.
But you always have those people who have been there for generations.
Yeah.
And with families that have grown there and they've known it and they're there. And North Pole has that.
Oh, yeah, very much so. And it actually goes to our construct of operation there. So, yeah, we'll eventually have an executive director that runs it, but we're going to be staffed primarily with volunteers from the Santa Senior Center there, or those people there, or all those pioneers that have lived in North Pole forever.
And they need something to do.
Yeah, or we might
And they want to tell you what they know.
Yeah. You know, our model really was kind of like what the USO does. Mm-hmm. You know, you get a lot of veterans that sit there and support that organization because they've been there. The same thing that we're going to do here is you come to our center here, we're going to have people who've been there and know all the ins and outs of getting through the winter or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
So that's kind of exciting there. And also, we looked at that as being a service, too. You get these – I mean, my mom, when she locked herself up in an apartment there, her health depleted as she got older.
Yeah.
But you give them a purpose and you get them out, then they're healthy.
Mental and social –
yeah, so that's a service that we're bringing. This facility is going to bring to the community in that regard. So, and at the same time, tap into all that vast amount of experience and history and whatnot there. So, we're excited about that.
And you've taken it upon yourself, this task. Who else is helping you?
So we have 9 directors on our North Pole Chamber. Yeah. And they all have taken on different facets of it, be it marketing it there. Obviously, all of us are out there engaged trying to solicit funds for this. I mean, that's my biggest plea right now. That's why I'm here, really, I need the money. And yep. This is not a government building.
No.
This is a grassroots community building.
There's no DOD. There's no North Pole City Council money. There's no state of Alaska.
Yeah.
No Fairbanks, North Scarborough. This is all grassroots, local, interior contribution. We're getting this done because it's really needed and it's a great idea.
Exactly. So I do want to clarify one thing. We were a recipient of bed tax money, the North Pole bed tax money. So,
thank God.
Yeah. So we got $58,000 out of that. So,
okay.
So we greatly appreciate that.
You're on your way.
We are. Like I said, we've raised about $125,000 there, but that's still a long ways from $600,000 that we need.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. But I think with a little bit of grassroots efforts here and everyone advocating for this, there's not definitely an opportunity to raise that money in time there and make this happen this year. And I really don't want to postpone building it to next year. We need it now.
Okay, let's look at it this way. This is, say, February 1.
Mm-hmm.
And when do you want to break ground?
I'd like to prep the ground in April and actually start laying the foundation in May and have it finished by Memorial Day so we can start constructing walls in June.
So you have an 8-month period to raise $450,000.
Yep.
And so you're looking at $50,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
That's $10,000 a week.
Yep.
This is a great way to start on this show. Here's the start of your plan.
it is. I mean, again, we greatly appreciate the opportunity to come out here and do this here. I think every person I've ever talked to and explained the context of this center.
They like it.
They don't just like it. They love it.
Yeah.
And they reach in, kind of reflect back on history and all the woes, ebbs and flows and what we've gone through in this area here and said, we've needed this for a long time and it's about dang time that we get it. Well, this is their opportunity now to kind of put their money where their mouth is and reach into pocket. Whether it's $25, $100, $1,000, it's going to add up. So, this is their opportunity to be part of this whole movement.
You know, does the North Pole Community and Chamber of Commerce realize how fortunate they are to have you? Because there needs to be always that one person who's the backbone. You might have 9 directors, but there's that one person who's pushing the ship, making sure everyone's doing what they're supposed to be doing, helping, healing, bringing. Are they appreciative of you?
I'm appreciative of them. So we are a team, and I am the older person in the room, and I look at this as an opportunity for mentoring. So you talked about the next generation of business leaders. I view this as that part of it. So it's kind of like building the old baseball field in Iowa, you know?
Yeah.
So, yes, that's my contribution, but also I'm building that team that's helping build that baseball team that's going to set up us for the next generation on the horizon.
Successful people do things they don't want to do when they don't want to do it. But the other side of the coin, successful people do things they want to accomplish, and they will go through what needs to be done to get it done, even though they don't want to do it.
True.
And that's you.
Okay.
I just you're enjoying this.
I am. I'm kind of a fanatic as far as organization goes.
I could not tell that.
I like orchestrating things on a script and what have you, and I'm able to flex and adapt as far as the script goes there. But I'm very proud of the chamber team there.
Good for you.
These kids, and I call them kids, even though they're half
these young, up-and-coming, they're not even young adults, these middle-aged, next-generation business people of North Pole.
I'm excited about them and how willful they were to take on these tasks here and embrace the opportunities. And they recognize this is an opportunity to, again, change the – it's a landmark building.
It's generational.
It's a once-in-a-generation opportunity. Again, you and I were talking about the Wasilla thing there.
Mm-hmm.
1982, Wasilla was a stop sign there. And
gravel road.
Yeah, and look at it now.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that we're Wasilla, but all the things that are happening between that backside of Fort Wainwright and Salsha there, this is it.
You're the area that can expand. The North Pole area.
Yeah.
You know, it's the expanding area of the interior, really is.
It is.
From the gate of Fort Wainwright out to Harding Lake, Salsha, Moose Creek, North Pole, you know, you hit it on the head. Freeman Road,
Two Rivers,
downtown North Pole, you know, the whole area, Old Richardson Highway, going out there, you know, redeveloping that whole thing. I've recognized that, and I that's why we're talking before came on the air. Yeah. You know, this is more than just building a building.
Oh, it is. Yeah. And again, it's now is the time. Actually, we needed this last year, to be quite frank.
Yeah.
So we can't wait another year. We've got to do it this year to be responsive to not only the residents that are moving into the area there, but be responsive to what is on the horizon and being ready for it.
Yeah.
Because if we don't, then that's where chaos happens there. We need to bed down the foundation that says, if you want to bring in a business here, we have the foundation for you to be successful here. If we don't have all these services, it's a roll of the dice. And I'm not that kind of person. I don't roll the dice here. I'd rather bet it down and make sure it happens.
I don't gamble. I do not gamble.
Yeah. So
I stack the deck for myself.
So I'm asking the community, as we've defined it there, to – and I know there's a lot of Fairbanks people that care about our community, too.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm asking them to, again, reach deep and contribute somehow, some way. And maybe it's not monetary. Maybe it is in-kind services, whatever the case. And like I said, Design Alaska, I mean, they're doing a number of other things for us, but they donated their services to build the master plan. And you know how much that cost.
I do.
Yeah, and we're greatly appreciative of that. And we have other people that are doing similar things. They're going to help enable our success here. But, our principal thing is money. I mean, I'd love for a builder to sit there and say, I'm willing to
donate. You have the right teams in place to do all this. Now you just got to raise the funds to go get it done.
Yeah.
And that usually comes at the near the end.
It does. Yeah, we just got to build the excitement for it there and get people to appreciate what this is all about. But it is a once-in-a-generation.
What sort of future fundraisers do you have that people can participate in? Besides a barbecue.
We have the barbecue, and that is not intended to be a fundraiser particularly for this thing here. But the North Pole Ale House, I believe it's Friday, February 24th, they're going to do a special Mardi Gras celebration and have a cover charge at the door and all those.
Friday, February 24th.
Yep. And so all that funds is going to go towards the Welcome Center there. We're working on another one, kind of a more of a bellow the ball kind of thing later in the spring. Again, as a fundraiser, what have you there. Those are the big ones there. So other than that, I'm going business to business there. Like I said, there are 1,478 businesses registered with the state of Alaska for North Pole. I'm challenging myself to reach
out.
You're
going to get them all. You're going to touch them all.
Somehow, some way, yes.
Meet Howard Rixey.
Exactly. So it'll be there.
Howard, our time has come to conclude the show. Thank you so much for being on here. You know, when we started talking about this, not on the air, this is more than just about a building.
It
really is. This is heart and soul that you can provide for the community of North Pole, a welcome center.
Yes.
Fairbanks, that is our show. I will see you on Monday. You have a great weekend. Mr. Rixey, thank you very much. And tell Dodie, the other boss, hello.
All right. Thank you very much.